Artie Knapp is in the studio with me tonight. He's the author of dozens of works of children's literature, including Stuttering Stan Takes a Stand and Living Green, A Turtle's Quest for a Cleaner Planet, which was shortlisted for the Green Earth Book Award. His latest book, and the one we'll talk about tonight, is titled Little Otter Learns to Swim. It's beautifully illustrated by Guy Hobbs, who specializes in wildlife art and has had the advantage of living where it abounds, including Zambia, British Columbia, and Nova Scotia. And I am delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati, Artie.
Thank you so much for having me, Barbara.
So there's something very engaging about otters, and certainly in real life, but also in how they're pictorially presented here. So what got you interested in them? What was the beckoning call?
Yeah, you know, river otters, they were not the animal specifically that I said, hey, I'm going to write about river otters for this book. It was more watching my daughter learn to swim. Her name's Alana. She's 9. And I wrote this story, it was about a year and a half ago. And then just sitting there pondering to myself, you know, what animals have to be taught to swim like we do? Because interestingly enough, some know how to swim the second they're born. And so it was just a general idea with that. And so I was doing some research, and I was kind of surprised to learn that river otters have to be taught. And that's usually anywhere from 1 to 3 months old. And so, I don't know, that just kind of opened up the idea of writing about that. And I thought that was interesting. So,
yes. And it was also interesting to learn about what they do anatomically when they do deep dives. So you want to talk a little bit about that? What happens physically for them?
This is a fictional tale for kids, although a lot of research went into it. And I tried to incorporate as many real facts in the fictional tale for kids. And swimming underwater, there's a lot of misconceptions out there that, you know, for example, I found research that said they can hold their breath up to 8 minutes, which was pretty astonishing given their size. Yeah, the River Otter Ecology Project out in San Francisco, Megan Isidore, she's one of the co-founders. She was a great help once when I turned this manuscript into Ohio University Press. It didn't include fact pages. And, you know, at their core, they're a scholarly press. And I mean, they love the story. And they said, well, just from an educational component, they wanted to maybe add more details in there, which I thought was a great idea. And so in reaching out to them, they provided information, a lot of specifics. You know, I didn't go into everything about them, of course, in a fictional tale for kids, but they really helped, I think, bridge the gap between what happens in the story and then kind of taking it to the next level where kids can understand, okay, that's why that happened. That's why they did this. That's, you know, that's why the little otter did that in the story. And so there's so many great facts in there from, they usually learn to swim anywhere from 1 to 3 months old. And when they swim underwater, Barbara, they can hold their breath. There's a lot of different estimates I've had out there, I guess you could say, and what people guess that to be. And one point I saw it was like 8 minutes, which really shocked me. And then so Megan Isidore at the River Otter Ecology Project said, that's not possible. They probably hit a air pocket. And she said, it's more like a minute, you know? And so that was wonderful because it really helped make sure that the, you know, the facts that were presented were accurate. She's dedicated over 20 years of her life to river otters.
Well, the other wonderful thing about it, I think, is that very often parents will be reading this story to their child or children. And this afterword, if you will, that includes all these facts about otters is a wonderful help in terms of the questions that children will ask parents might not know the answer to otherwise. So I was thinking about when they do the deep dives, anatomically, do they close off their, obviously they are not pinching their nose together with fingers, but don't they close their ears and their nose some way that?
They do, yeah. Their nostrils kind of like they have a flap that closes them up, which is really cool. And Guy Hobbs, he actually is from Britain originally, but he lives in Canada now. He's a pretty renowned wildlife artist, just an amazing talent. And one of the things that Guy did in showcasing the river otters underwater versus when, you know, the little otters on land is, you know, showing like when her, you know, nose is closed for that very reason, you know, when she's holding her breath and the different texture of the fur. And he just did a lot of research on that. And so, again, you know, the River Otter Ecology Project was a great resource for accuracy.
Well, it also lets us know why it might take longer for a newborn otter to learn to swim. You know, there's more than just in and out of the water going on. So I think the otters are denning animals, aren't they? Don't they create dens? And where are those places? And is that where the babies stay till they're ready to go?
Yeah. Well, interesting enough, they don't really create their own. They kind of piggyback off of, you know, animals that had already created them, you know, beavers and different animals. Like a bird finds a new nest, that's what they do. And they're not usually, but I mean, they can be, but usually they're not right on the water. Usually they're, you know, within a relatively close distance, maybe 50 to 100 yards. You know, anything that they can find that has protective shelter and everything, they'll use it.
So I'm interested also in the text, which you're responsible for. You chose to write in rhyme, mm-hmm. which is always fun to read.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think certainly speaks to young children, but you would have had a choice about that, I think. So why choose rhyme?
I've had over 40 works for kids published, and I'd say to date, I think 5 or 6 are rhyme. Usually the story kind of dictates to me which way to go. So maybe it's because of the age I've been writing for this particular story. It just seemed to feel right. Writing in a rhyme is a challenge. You know, it's easy for it to come across as forced, but picture book writing in itself is a lot of fun, and I do find it challenging. A lot of times, if someone sees a good picture book script, it should look easy. Like, oh, I could have wrote that. And if that's the case, then the writer did their job. And so, but writing in rhyme is a lot of fun. It was challenging for this story particularly, but, you know, I was happy how it turned out, and so far the response is good, so.
Oh, wonderful. It's a very sweet book. And I think the rhyme goes along with the, you know, you see the otters in the water a mm-hmm. lot. So there's this flow there and there's this flow of the language also, yeah. which really, really supports the text. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the dedication to this book.
Oh, sure.
So tell us about this very special dedication.
Yeah. So police officer Sonny Kim, he was a very dear friend of mine. And he was my sensei in martial arts and karate. And just, I know there's been a lot of stories about Sonny.
He was killed in the line of duty, responding to what was thought to be a domestic incident. But it was a very odd situation. So you took his class?
Yeah, I trained with Sonny for a few years. So he was my sensei and just a tremendous person. I mean, in every way, a lot's been said about Sonny, and I can honestly say it's one of the great honors of my life, just getting to know the man.
Well, it's wonderful that you dedicated this lovely book to him.
Oh, thank you.
It will go on to be read by many children, read to them, or they will do it themselves. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Pleasure to talk with you.
You too, Barbara. Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Artie Knapp about his latest book titled Little Otter Learns to Swim, which was illustrated by Guy Hobbs. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.